You know, even though I was with my friends who were doing things that I knew wasn't right in my heart, and I kind of went along with them just to be accepted of them. And sometimes, you know, that's what we do. We do things we know that are wrong, but we want to feel love. We want to feel accepted.
Stai good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Frank Ward, a Cree from Loon Lake, Alberta, as he shares where he found real love and acceptance. Love can be a confusing thing. If you're wondering what real love is, you won't want to miss today's program.
When God saw that we couldn't have a relationship with Him, He sent His Son Jesus to come and live here on earth for about 33 years, I believe it is, and He lived a life like us, but He didn't have any sin in His life. And He came and He took that sin, my sin, your sin, and He died. He shed His blood. Now His blood was shed, and now I can be cleansed of my sin. Only in Jesus Christ. And so, to me, that is so great to know. That is so great. Not only is it, you know, it's truth. It really did happen. It really happened. And that is what changes a person's life. It is Jesus. It is because the penalty has been paid. And, through Him, like me believing in Jesus Christ, what He has done for me, like He died for my sin, His blood was shed, and He rose again from the dead, and now He is in heaven. Through my believing in that, what He has done, you know, I can have a relationship with Him. And so, as I was growing up, you know, there isn't anybody that, I didn't tell anybody that I became a Christian, that I had given my heart to the Lord. And so nobody encouraged me. And, but in my teenage years, you know, even though I was with my friends who were doing things that I knew wasn't right in my heart, and I kind of went along with them just to be accepted of them. And sometimes, you know, that's what we do. We do things we know that are wrong, but we want to feel love. We want to feel accepted, and we go along and do those things. And that's how we were created, right? We were created, with the need for love. And that love is met in God. God meets that love in His Son. And it makes sense when I think about that. You know, there's a lot of people out in the world, out there. Maybe you are that way too. You know, you're searching for love. What am I here for on earth? In my teenage years, I kind of strayed from my decision from following God. But one verse I would like to read is found in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29. And it says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." Verse 30, "Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." That verse in verse 29 where it says, "The moon shall be darkened, the stars shall fall," that is the scripture that God used to my heart. Whenever I see a falling star or a moon, sometimes it gets dark, like red. I knew in my heart, if God was going to come, you know, am I ready? Am I ready? And so when I was 17 years old, my sister had gone to Kuwait and Babel Institute. She would speak to me, she would be a witness just by living for God. And so when I was 17, I was watching Billy Graham on TV. And again, God was speaking to me, to my heart. After the program was over, I made a decision to follow God with all of my heart and not to turn back. I started to go to church, which is very difficult for me. I'm more a shy person. But I knew, you know, you have to begin somewhere. And going to church is a good thing. I know going to church and all these different things doesn't make you a Christian. It is Jesus living in your heart. That's what makes you a Christian. God has placed Christians into my life at the right time. Exactly when I need encouragement, God places Christians there to encourage me. One of them was our pastor, and he encouraged me to pray. He encouraged me to read the Word of God. After that, I came to Keewatin Bible Institute, and I thank God for this school. I understand more and more of how to apply God's truth into my heart. And to me, that's very important, to know truth, because out in the world, there's a lot of different things you can get into. My dad actually is a traditionalist. And me and dad would talk sometimes, and he says we're serving the same God. But there's a verse in John 14 and verse 6. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. First of all, in the first three or four verses, he says, I'm going away, and I'm going to go and prepare mansions for you. And then I'm going to come back and get you. And then one of the disciples says, where are you going? You don't know where you're going. And then this is what Jesus says in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. And I say that verse because that's exactly what Jesus said is true. We can only know God through Jesus Christ. It is never in anything else but Jesus. There's this tract I used to read. It talks about traditional religion and Christianity, and it said, you know, it's kind of like there's the two tracks going down the sunset, and then eventually those tracks are going to meet somewhere. You know, we're going to meet together sometime. But ultimately, I don't think that's true, because according to what God says in His Word, it is only through Jesus Christ that we can know Him, never in anything else. Growing up, I didn't have that closeness with my dad that I thought I should have had. And like, I don't blame dad at all, you know, because I think about how did he grow up? Like, did he get this love, that the love that I'm looking for from my dad, did he get that? And no, like my dad was adopted. You know, I wonder how that affects his life. I wonder how he feels. You know, he's born, and then his parents are split up, and now he's given to another family. And so, you know, that's how dad grew up. That's the kind of life that he had. And then when I came around, you know, I felt like there's something missing between me and dad. And that is the love between a father and a son. But I have a heavenly father. God is love. That's what the Bible says. I think that's one of the things that as Native people that we are looking for. You know, we're wanting to be accepted for who we are, and we're wanting love to be loved for who we are. And they all tie in together in this, that there is a need in each person's heart and life to be loved, you know, to be loved for who you are and to have a purpose in life. Why am I here? And that, all that is found in a relationship with God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. when years of time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, oh, measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. Could we with thee ocean fill, and where the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
You know, when you give your heart to him, well, how much did he love you? Well, it says in Romans 5 and verse 8, I think it is, this is how God sows his love. This is how he commends his love, that Christ died for you. God loved you so much that he died for you, for your sin. Not just died for you just to die, but to die for a purpose, for your sin. And that to me is love. That's the greatest love in this world. And so that's where I found this love. It's in God. It's in Christ.
The Bible has a lot to say about love. It defines it, displays it, and extends it to you and me. Listen to these words. The love of God was revealed to us by His sending His only Son into the world, so that we might find life through Him. His love is seen in this, not in our having loved God, but in His loving us and sending His Son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. My friend, God loved you so much that He was willing to pay the price that justice demands so that you could be right with Him. If you've ever wondered what love looks like, you'll find it in the person and work of Jesus Christ. What have you done with God's love? If you would like to know more, please visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. If you're on Facebook, you can connect with us at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.